The Gemara in Chavches on the base has the Machlokes of Yudim and Chachamim, where you're permitted to do Malach on Yom Tov for the purpose of Achshilat HaNefesh. So we pass him like the Gemara explains on the base, we really pass him like a beauty that is with the, but it's Allah and the Amarikin. What is the idea of Allah and the Amarikin? You have it in other Gemaras and other areas as well. So one of the cases where the Gemara has in Shabbos Kufnim Gimel on the base, that's the first daf and the last pair, the 24 prokim in Masechet Shabbos. So the Torah from the last pair talks about Mishech Shechlo Baderech. Person is traveling on Erev Shabbos and then he gets stuck. It's a ready shiur, it's a ready day. What's he going to do? He has all of his money with him. His whole life savings is with him. So he's going to be a hefsid meruba. So he's not allowed to do Mechal Shabbos. Ben Hashmash is stopping the rice of the chumrah. So the Gemara says there's one heter, another heter, another heter. Then the Gemara says there's another heter. And they didn't want to be megala. What's that heter? That you can carry your pachas from Davaram. It's in the Rishus Aram. To carry pachas from Davaram is only a gzera der Abonim. It's not an isa der rice. But the Gemara says that's a gzera chamur. That's more chomer than the other gzeras because you can easily make a mistake. If you're not going to make an anacha, if the three amas, you're going to carry six amas in a row, so you're going to violate the Issa Shabbos. It was such a tasteless in that's quoted by Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah quotes it in the beginning of Simushin Mendes, that we have that klal, there's a whole city about this in the middle of Eruvin, around Daphlam and Belam and Gimel and Dalit. You're permitted to violate things that are on the awesome of the Rabbanan. If there's a big Shas HaTchak or a big Hefzid Meruah or a big Makom Mitzvah, so if something's on the Rabbanan, it's Mutter. It's not based on Sveika de Rabbanan or Kula. Bein Hashmashes is considered a Sveika de Raisa. It's basically a Sveika de Raisa, whether today Shabbos or Rabbanan. It's a new Hefzid. The Bikaleva points that. That's not called a Sveik of the Rabbanan. We have, you're even after if you had a Sveik of the Raisa and then it changed, it was Nizgalva to become a Sveik of the Rabbanan. Let's say I bought some, I have some meat and I cooked it in a pot and now the butcher calls me up and he tells me that there's a Shalat, the meat may be Nivela. Maybe they delivered Nivela meat from the wrong slaughterhouse. Maybe it's Nivela. So you say it's a Sveik of the Raisa. On the meat, so you're not allowed to eat it. What on the pot that I cooked it in? So it can still be Yomo, so that's a Sopik Deraisa on the pot also. But if by now it's already ate Ben Yomo, so whatever, then it became a Sveik Berabonim with Kula. So we are Machmir that if the Sopik was no like but it's still a Ben Yomo, so they start off as a Sopik Deraisa on the pot. So then you don't say Sveik, and later on, if I wait 24 hours, that's called the Sveik of the Raisa. She means Galvan, the Sveik of the Rabbanan. So we're Machman that also. So you don't say something with Rabbanan Lukula. So if you don't say it's Galvan, so you certainly don't say it right now. It's Bein Hashmashes of Tchilas Knesset or Shabbos. Can't say, you're not allowed to do the Raisa, but you're permitted to do the Rabbanan. It's called something with the Raisa. We'll come to something with Rabbanan Lukula. Right now it's still something with the Raisa. So that for sure. So Rabbi Kadegi writes in the Tshuva, you can't say something with Rabbanan Lukula. There's a new matter. And it's a machlok the satanan, but there is such a din on that. So we pass like ready. Kaldovi shem mishem mishus, but goes all the Bein Hashmashes. So Tesis proves to the Gemara, this is quoted by Allah and Shulchan Aruch, that not every shmuz de Rabbanan is muta Bein Hashmashes. We would be machna and pachas pachas din dalarimus. Tesis proves to the Gemara and everything like that. The Kali pachas pachas dalarimus is mocham de Rabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch passes like Tesis, but Amir Eliyakim is muta. Bein Hashmashes, and the Mishkan Yankiv is not happy with that. He thinks we should bask in against the Mechaber. He thinks that Amir Eliyahu should also be considered a Gzera Hamur. The Gzeras can be divided into two categories, Gzera Hamur and Gzera Kamur. So this is Gemara Shabbos on the first daf in Perek Mishav, so Chlobadat, the last pek, Kufni, and Gimel on the days, that the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Kohelos, Kvod Elokim Hester Dover. Sometimes it's a covenant of the Ribbono Shel Olam that you keep saying things a secret. So we usually apply that kol mekim has to do. You're not allowed to, the Mishnah in Chagiga says you're not allowed to delve into the theory of the Big Bang. How did the world begin? Malafanim, Malayavim. I'm not allowed to think about how did the whole deal begin and what's going to happen after the world is going to disappear. That's covered with the din of Kodim Kim Hester Dover. So the Gemara says there in Shabbos, But there are certain halachas also that you shouldn't eat refasim, because it can be, it's a gzeira chamura, so it can easily come to the michshol, that people will carry 6 ounces without stopping in the middle. The Sachin Gemara said, have you also on that hand of days? And the Gemara says that when Rav left the Eretz Yisrael, so he got smicha from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, so he gave me Yerah, and he gave me Yerah, but he didn't give me that to Bechorah. So the Gemara asked, why not? But he was a big expert in Mumin, so he knew very well what was a Mum Kavu, a Mum Maika. So the Gemara says, Adara, but that's the reason why. Because he was, Rav was Bekir Ben Mumin Tvei, he was a bigger expert than the others. So he would be makel on certain women because he knew very well that that's a mum kavua, but the Hamayinam wouldn't understand it. The Hamayinam would think, oh, that's a mum kavua, so the other thing is a tzishta, the other thing is also a mum kavua. When it comes to biology, the Gemara says, when it comes to traitors, they're not in Zidane of the Zidane, you can't do the Dhamma one thing for the other. Biology doesn't work with logic, whatever the rules of biology are. So the Gemara says that they didn't give Abir Anasi, didn't give Smicha Yat the Pcheres to Rav, because he was too big an expert, and he may give a psak that will be Tamur al Rav, that will mislead the public. So that's on the side of the Gemara, it's on Henry that Henry, based on the Tzayin, look in Yerudaya, and Hilchos Tamater and Hilchos Smicha, when they say that it's not proper for Tamur Chacham to give a Kuna, a psak at Tamur al Rav, because the public will not understand. They'll start doing the Dhamma also and also. So that's what sometimes we say over here, that the din is not like a din, whoever knows the din, who knows the din. That's fine, that actually Rav HaNefesh is mutar on yantar, but Tzavach HaBeim Arnkel, we shouldn't be mutarsing it because the Baal HaBakim will be mizazel. Yomara has a shayla, is it permissible, how is Satan HaChacham the yantar? So Yomara comes out that it's not proper. It's not proper. Rabbanan asked him, not yet, what's the issue of you? What's the issue of the Avish HaKin Lachov? So the Ramah quotes from the Baal HaMor. The Ra'or was the Talmud of the Ramban. Baal HaMor was an ancestor of his before the Ramban. So the Ra'or quotes in the Baal HaMor that it's an issue of Ein Donim. Ein Donim is the Mishnah Leilam, Lamed Vav on the base. Ein Donim is Exeram of the Rabban, Exeram Shem Yichtor. Usually if you have a Din Torah, so you keep notes, because you want a Din Torah made a moment. So you have to keep notes in order to catch the person on a lie that he contradicted himself, or he gives his whole version of the story. So the person wants to ascertain to the best of their ability whether everything is true. Maybe when you get witnesses, he's going to say something that's not true. So that's Exeram Shem Yichtor. Over here, what is Exeram Shem Yichtor? But they made it zero. Ain't done it. So that's how they are all quotes in the Baal HaMor. And he says he thinks that that's the reason also why Ein Roi Lumin B'Yantav, the previous sugya. There's a Machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon, whether Ein Roi Lumin B'Yantav or not. I don't know. Pashtun side learned the previous sugya, Ein Roi Lumin B'Yantav, that it was not a shayla of Ein Donim, but rather a shayla of Misak and money. Usually if you come to a chacham with a shayla, Yabashad and Hilchos Treifus, is it a treif or not? Yabashad and Beetle Bishish and Beetle Berayim. So the Chacham, if the Chacham says it's Mutter, so that's not according to the second one. Well, it was also until now, not the Kalah, but it's Mutter. When the Chacham says it's Mutter, it's ignoring most of my family, it's always Mutter. It's not that the Psaq HaChacham makes it Mutter. But by Roy Lumen, they made a Takana Be'adonon that you have to go ask either a Yochan Mumcha or Shlosha Hedyotis. So that's the machlokes of Shimon and Rav Yehuda. What's the nature of the din of Rias Lumen? Is it a takana or a midrabana? On the level of the rice, it's also ignoring most of Mafreya, that it was a mum kavua from the time that it happened. But maybe since the midrabana, they required you have to have a psak hachacham, you have to go to a bezin or a yachim mumcha as an expert. So maybe it was patterned after the din of Rias Nega Tzaras, that by Tumas Tzaras is the one tumor that's not chal automatically once the Nega Tzaras develops. If a Kohen doesn't pass the Tumay, so the Kohen is still going to be Tumay. And if, let's say the Kohen passed his Tumay, and then the Nega Tzaras disappears, he's still going to be Tumay. Even if he's going to, until a Kohen passed his Tumay, he still has to go through the process of Tahar, and then the Kohen has to pass the Yeri Stoha. He needs Psaq HaKohen. So I thought that was a Machlokes HaTanoim. The Pashtus is, it's not a Machlokes in Ein Don. It's a Machlokes whether it's called Musak HaMor or not. when Chacham Pastin said this is a Nun Kavua, is a Nun Mikana Lahabor, then it should be considered Misakan Mana. But if it's the same as Haruah Sisa the Esher, then it's not Misakan Mana. If it's Loin Mos Makar, it was always like that. But somehow the Balamor, the Balamor is not saying like that. There's a thing in the Gemara, you're not allowed to bring the Kaaba Geru on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why not? So you usually assume it's also because you have to have a bezin to bring the Kaaba Geru. And not to be Mata Neder, the din is at the end of Masech Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mata Neder on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let's say it's a Neder that's Letzorech HaShabbos. Let's say the person took a Neder, he's not going to eat chicken. That's all his life he's serving on Shabbos. Took a Neder not to eat potatoes. That's all they have is potato chon. There's nothing else to eat. So he's not going to be Mata Neder. He won't have anything to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's a din. You're not allowed to be Mata Neder unless Letzorech HaShabbos. So what's the issue? Why should there be an Isser in being Mata Neder? So you look in Shulchan Aruch, they give different reasons. Some say because they're done. Some say because Dabadabah, Shalahei Dibucha, Shal Shabbos Ki Dibucha, Shal Chol. And others say that it's because of Misakan Mana. Because when the Bezna is mat there, even though Taka the Mata the Matreya, but still you need a Psaka. It's not that it's a great most Matreya, it was always Mutta Me'elov. You need a Psaka of the Bezna, that it should be Mutta. And then, since the Psak, the Bezna has to pass the Mekana Labo, that the Neder is no longer binding. But the Nidah, the reason for the Psak is that it was a Pesach or a Charata. So then, since the reason why it's mutter is that there was some kind of a mistake in the first place, and therefore it's ignoring most of my that it was always mutter. But the Bezin has to start by passing in the Kana Lahabo. That's what the Gemara has in the Dharm, that let's say a person took a neder not to eat this bag of potato chips. So if he ate half the bag of potato chips and the neder is still Nageya, where he's about to eat the other half of the bag, so then you should have to be Mata Neder. Once you have been Mata Neder, so in the Kaaba Lahabo, you're allowed to eat the rest of the bag of potato chips. So it'll be, even though he ate half of it, the Eidim of Asro, you won't give him Malkus because it's a glowing Muslim Achaya, that the Chokha Malki Amele make up. What if he ate up the whole bag of potato chips? But there's nothing to discuss in the Kaaba Lahabo. So then the Gemara says, once he ate the whole thing up and there's nothing to pass in the Kaaba Lahabo, then you can't be Yoke of the Machaya. That whenever you're Mata Neder, first the Bezna has to pass the Mikana Lahabo, and then once they say Mikana Lahabo, it's Mutta, has to be a Psak Bezna. A Psak Bezna means it is Psak HaVechol, has to be Negev LaHalacha. You can't pass Kana something that's not Negev LaHalacha. Once it's Negev LaHalacha, Mikana Lahabo, then it's Eka the whole Nehle Mekor, the whole thing is Nekah. So it could be that that's what different Mefreshim did when you look at the Shulchan Aruch, why you're not allowed to be Mata Neder on Shabbos and Yom Tov, unless it's Letzorech Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we give the three different reasons. Some say it's Ein Dorim, some say it's Misakan Mana, and some say that it's Dabur Dovah. And we got to get most of different Rishonim. Others say that it's not because of Ein Dorim, others say because of Misakan Mana, that he changes himself, but they should. So then they have the whole discussion. Who's Ergan Yisra? Who the Ger? The Ger is Tovah and the Mikra. So the Ger is over on the Yisra of Misakan Mana. He's not Jewish until after he's Tovah. After he's Tovah, he didn't do anything. He was Tovah when he was an Ochri. So you say the Bezin is over on Misakan Mana. The Bezin is just watching. The Bezin is actively the Kabbalah of the Ger. Okay, even if you didn't say the Bezin is the Kabbalah of the Ger, but the Rav on the Yisra of Misakan Mana, the Sheikh Al-Tasa, they just sit there. That's called Kuli Aseh. Questionable. Okay. Anyway, but that's what the Ra'or says over here in the name of the Balamar, that the reason why you also Laharis HaKim Alei Chacham on Yom Tov, if you shecht in for others, you have to admire the Sakim HaChacham, is because of Ein Dorim. An interesting finish. Then the Gemara talks about the Shpit Shitzel of Babasa. So the Gemara somehow considers it Muktzah. Why is there an issue of Muktzah that you're not allowed to handle? Why should a shpud be mutzah? So Rashi gives you the impression that it's mutzah machmas niyas. Okay, that's what it sounds like in Rashi. He said, Tosfos quotes the Gemara, the last stop in Masechet Shabbos, where he ended Shabbos. This is a machlekes or beauty of Shimon, where the mutzah machmas niyas is a din of mutzah or not. They all agree, Rabbi Reb Shimon, they all agree there is a din of mutzah. If you have Eitzim HaBan of Yochor, everybody agrees that that's mutzah. that the machlokes is the basic machlokes of Rabbi Reb Shimon is, do you need, and you need hachana. But the question is, do you say you need hachana sagatra, or do you say no? All earth and mekel mamucha me'aleh. So the whole of the machlokes by mutzumach, masmias is like this, by yes, we see it all the time. We have paper cups, so you have plastic cups. So you use a plastic cup in the meal, and then you throw it out afterwards. Why do you throw it out? You can wash it out, you use it again and again and again and again until it gets old. So in America, it's all inexpensive to buy, you buy 100 cups, so you finish eating it, so you throw it out in the garbage. So that's the machlokes mutzumach masmias. You have a kli, which still has, it's still a kli. If you want, you can use it, but the main problem is that you throw it out because it's inexpensive. And it's a tefillah to wash it out. The machlokes is in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Mem Daled, the Mishnah there. Are you committed to be metalka near Yosham? They used to have a kli cheres that they would fill up with oil and then put a wick in and then they would burn. So when the oil would complete their burning, so the kli cheres would be all greasy and all sticky and all burning. So it's still a kli, so the mini problem was that they threw it out in the garbage because it was inexpensive. And it didn't pay to go like by us. We threw out the plastic cups in the garbage. It doesn't pay to wash it out again. You have another cup for a half a penny. So if you're 2 cents, you have another cup. So we don't bother to wash it out. So basically, it is a kli. The mer yosha means the cup that held the oil with the wick, and it was used. I once slipped in this in the middle of the week, and now on Shabbos I have this mer yosha. It's absolutely filthy. And I'm going to throw it out in the garbage, but if you say, Ola, chamukel, mamucha me'alein, this is the kli, it's mucha me'alein. But if you say that you need hachanas abayim, so we usually say, any dishes in the house or any food in the house, it's a little bit of a mucha, but the balabastos may want to use it on Shabbos. Unless you have, let's say, ice cream in the freezer for a birthday party on Sunday, so that's it. You can't say that there's hachanas abayim there. If you say, Ola, chamukel, mamucha me'alein, So the ice cream freezer is also mukhmiyah, but we say need achanas abayim, so then you have to have an umdil the mukha, then you may want to use it on Shabbos. There is an umdil mukha, it does want to use it on Shabbos. So that would be the machlokes for Rabbi Reb Shimon in that case. So that's the machlokes by mutzumach masmias. How does Rashi learn over here? You have a shtub that I used it once, and it's a disposable shtub. I'm just going to throw it out. That's what it means. That's what Tosfos finally says at the end. It's a disposable shtub. It's not from, if it's from metal, a guy's not going to throw it out. That's what some of the shanim distinguish. It depends whether it's metal or it's wood. What do they distinguish? If it's wood, it means the guy's going to throw it out. So then it's what to discuss. Then it's mutzmach mischisankis. But if it's made from metal, the guy's not going to throw it out. He's going to use it and reuse it many times over. So Rashi is absurd. A little unclear here. What does it mean, muktzimach maschisankis? Why should it be muktzimach maschisankis? Unless it's a wooden shpud, and it's a cheap thing, and it's inexpensive, so he's going to use a different shpud. Okay? So Tesis is bothered with the kasha that these are maron over here, all like Reb Shimon, that we make a little muktzimach. You don't need achanus abayim, you say, olach mukam amlucham ra'alayim. So muktzimach maschisankis should not pose a problem. So what are they worried about? What are they concerned about over here? There shouldn't be any problem on Mukta. So Tosfos finally says, Yishlam, the last few lines in there. Tosfos did not ask her Adina. Yishlam, the Shani Shpud, Alach, Malach, the Enkan, Teres, Kli, Alok, what does it mean? Alach, Yose, Shmuel, the Yishlam of Teres, Mukta, or Teres, Kotsim. The Maharam suggests maybe should say Teres, Kotsim. What does it mean? So it means, it's worse than Mutzmach Maschisank. Mutzmach Maschisank means that it is a wooden shpud. It's a disposable one. You're probably only going to use it once and throw it out after he uses it once. Clearly not made from metal. Metal, you're not going to throw it out after using it once. The mini golem is So Rashi learns that it has a Torah's kli, but the main problem is that you throw it out after using it once. So that's why Rashi defines it as a muktzmach maschisankis. Tosfos wants to make it worse than that. because these Amoraim don't believe in what's machmas b'sarkei. So you say, it's not that it's a clue that theoretically if you want you could use it again, but the meaning of that is that you throw it out because it doesn't pay. Hakam Askina, they never had a tzuras clue in the first place. They took a stick, they took a bench, and they used it, ayantiv, as a, it was mutzvah to begin with. But Tilka Mutz is mutzvah itself, Hakam Nefesh. So they took something that was mutzvah, and they used it as a shpur. And after you finish boiling the meat on it, it didn't have its thin clean in the first place and does not have a thin clean now. So it's worse than Mutz Machas Chisan. Mutz Machas Chisan means that it is a clean, but you can't throw it out. Here it means that it never was a clean in the first place. That's how the Baharam Babu gets so excited that he said this pshat on the yeshiva with his wonderful Talmidim and he's so intelligent and bright, and they all like this pshat many times. But Sestri says that pshat, he's all excited. Okay. But then he says that this, that by says he quotes about Ben Yeruchim has a different Havar and Taisa, so that's problematic. Then he more says, because it's some kind of an issue of Muktzi, either like Rashi or like Taisa, some reason it's Muktzi, so you're not allowed to handle it at all. But the Gemara says, finally comes to the conclusion that Rabbi Omar, Achol Pishen Olof, Basa, Mutar, Tal Talmud, Rabbi, a Kotz Bishu Sarabi. What's the din of Kotz Bishu Sarabi? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem Beis. Whenever there's a Chashash Hezek HaRabim, Kedei Shelo Tazik. Whenever there's a Chashash Hezek HaRabim, so he permitted to violate Dinim Berabbanim. That's the simple pshat in Gemara. Not permitted to violate Dinim Berabbanim, right? So Dinim Berabbanim can violate. So to carry Malich of Pachas Pachas Mibalaram is only the Rabban. It's a the Rabban of Chomer. It's a the Rabban of Chomer. That's how the Tosis pointed out in Erevin, and that's how the Gemara in the last Perek of Masech HaShabbos said, by Mishach Shechlo Baderech, that's a whopper of a Kula, Pachas Pachas Mibalaram, but still, when there's a Hashash Hezek HaRabim, so we even permit that. That Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Beis has another Kula. That mechaber gachel shel matechas, but not gachel shel eitz. Why is there a difference between gachel shel eitz, gachel shel matechas? The posh pshat in the Gemara is that a gachel shel eitz, after you're going to put out the flame, after the fire is going to go out, then you're going to be left with charcoal. So the melacha of mechaber is a melacha to create charcoal. The melacha of mabir is not to make charcoal. Mabir and mechaber are not opposites. Mabir, unless you have a Bunsen burner. And you put a flame, so you're burning gas. So Pashto says that that's a melacha deraisa. However, that's a melacha deraisa. But if you're going to put out the Bunsen burner, that's not a melacha deraisa mechaber. Because mechaber doesn't mean put out a fire. Mechaber means to create pechon. So there is no pechon there. So that's what they're simple pshatim more. You're permitted to be mechaber b'chela shel mateches, because there isn't going to be any pechon. So that's only kibbutz derabbanan. Like putting out a Bunsen burner, that's only key to the Rabbani. So you permit it to be Mechaber Bechal Shama Teches, Abba Malkam Hezek HaRabim, and it's in the middle of the street. But you're not permitted to be Mechaber Bechal Shama Eitz, even though it's in the middle of the street, because that will already be a Melacha Deraisa. If you have a Tzvich LeGufo, it is a Melacha Deraisa. Fine. If you have a Tzvich LeGufo, it's only the Rabbani, so maybe it'll also be Mupa, because it's only the Rabbani. That's the Tosh of Shad Gemara, that we only allow Mishim Hezek HaRabim, we only allow want to violate the Rabbanus, like carrying Pachas Pachas Balaramus, so Kibbutz Gachal Hashel Matechas, which is only the Rabban. And that Gemara, there's a famous run on the side of the Rif, and that Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Beis in Perikira. So the Ran quotes the Halachas, I think it means the Halachas Gebelmus, the Bahar, and he interprets in the Gemara that even if you will be dealing with the Kibbutz Deraisa, even if Kibbutz Gachelo Shama Techas would have been an Issa Deraisa, it can't be because it's not Techam, so I don't understand what he's writing at. He says, even if you would be dealing with an Issa Deraisa, it would also be Mutter because Chashash Hezek HaRabim is not the Issa Deraisa also. Agmar is not so. Agmar says, you want to matter Tilfer Mutsa, you want to matter Pachas Pachas Medal Aramish. So you have to say, we should already distinguish. Sometimes there's a bigger Chashash Hezek HaRabim, sometimes there's a less of a Chashash Hezek HaRabim. So when you have a Chashash Hezek HaRabim, then Tachidish, that you allow even Melachas Deraisa. That's what the Israeli police are relying on that, that they do Melachas Deraisa on Shabbos. because if they won't stop all the criminals on Shabbos, so there's going to be Hesek HaRabim. So this is no chashash pikuach nefesh, but they base it on that. They base it on that opinion of Iran. If yesterday he was a whole shiddy, he wants to fast him like that, right? Like that opinion of Iran. That's not the generally accepted opinion. So why do you distinguish between Gachelus and Matas, Gachelus and Leitz? Because Gachelus and Leitz, when it's burning, you can see it. So the people will know not to walk on it. They know they'll burn their feet. But Gachelus and Matas is not noticeable, it's just burning hot. When you have a pot on top of the fire, and the fire is off, you can't tell whether the pot is burning hot or it's cooled up already. And when you touch it, you find out. So if you're walking in the street, there's going to be a piece of matechas. When you look at it, you can't tell whether it's burning hot or not. So the chalosh of matechas, there's a yoch hashash, as you get on. The chalosh of it, when it's burning hot, the flames will be jumping up. You'll see it's orange or red. If it's going to be black, so you know that the flame, the fire is out, so there's no hashash. That's how this Ram interprets the pshat in the Gemara. The end of the parak has miscellaneous dealing with Rabbanan. Okay, got a chazal parak. Sure.